Are you ready? As usual?
As usual.
Well, welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the acorn.
And I'm the blind hog.
And here we are. It's almost dark.
Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay.
Another Saturday.
We've been busy.
Another cool, rainy Saturday at that, but well, what the hell?
Well, it is what it is. Can't bitch about that.
Well, we've been getting ready for it.
Wow. Winter is coming.
I guess it's about due here in the first week or two of February. I'm going on toward the second one here.
I know. You know, when we moved here 15 some years ago, is it just me or were the winters more wintry?
We had a couple of nasty ones. After coming out of the mountains, you know, it's hard to find a nasty winter, but yeah. You know.
Well,
it wasn't a weekly or a monthly, you know. But
we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, it seems like when we first got here, we had a lot more snow.
We had
and it
one
stayed.
Nasty freezing rain at one time. You couldn't even walk.
We actually, there were 2 years of ice storms.
Yeah. That's when we lost all the goats.
Yeah. The buck had climbed over a tree that had fallen on the fence, and he got in with the does earlier than what we had planned.
And the does didn't say anything about that.
They did not. They were tight-lipped about it, and by the time we found it, we thought, oh, it'll be all right. And then that February, it got down to -9. And that's when everybody decided to start to kid. And it was a cluster.
Yes, it was. It was. We had poor little goats stacked up like a cord of wood out there.
Now, they would pop out twins, triplets.
Mom could only take care of one, usually, wasn't it?
And they come out steaming and would freeze. Mm. And it was just, and we're running back and forth, and the ones that we tried to save, even with frostbite, we lost ears, we lost tails, we had stubs.
Yeah, she lost her ears.
Ears and tail, and one of her
claws.
Half a hoof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But remember, that's back when we had Ricky.
And Ricky saved her, I think. Yeah, he took care of that one black mama that was so wild. Boy, she went up there and had her kids right there next to Ricky.
And Ricky was our guard llama. And Ricky didn't like other llamas. And Ricky didn't care for people.
Wasn't real crazy about people or dogs or anything.
Nope, but he got along with the goats. And at the time, the theory was, why do llamas make such good guard animals? Is because they smell weird. And their odor is enough to deter coyotes or strange dogs. And Well, anyway, this mom had gone out into a shed outside, one of the goat sheds that's over here now, and Ricky was, you know, all cushed with his feet curled up underneath him, could care less.
He was pretty good size. He had that big blanket of fur.
Yeah, and that mama goat had her kids right next to him, and the babies crawled in his fur.
I guess they did, yeah. I mean, he liked the little kids that just crawl all over his back.
They loved Ricky.
Yeah. I guess we're getting ready to have another one coming up like that. Hopefully we won't have any little goats being born during this.
Well,
we've got a perspective of getting about -9.
Yeah, we're going to have
or more
highs in the teens or single digits.
Yeah, it seemed like there was one that was going to be about an 8 or a 9 for the high.
For the high, and the low was going to be in the minus, minus, minus.
Yeah, maybe. It might have been doubles. Mm. Well, we'll see if we get that big Canadian rocket coming down here.
But we have not been idle, and we have been prepping.
Well, running around a circle is prepping. I guess we have.
But the cows got a new bale of hay. The heifers got their hay. We gave the bucks hay and water. And the commercial goats, they're still got their big round bale. They're also helping the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And the dairy goats, we filled up their hay.
Yep.
And I went ahead in anticipation of kidding, which can officially start tomorrow, although I don't think we're going to have anybody kid tomorrow. Made 3 kidding pens. Just in case one of them has triplets, it's a little easier for the first few days to kind of keep everybody clustered together.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. Should one of them only have one and another one have 3, then it'll be easy. We did it last year. Slide a extra one over to one who had none.
Yeah. Yeah. She did a good job.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. She had lost. Didn't she lose hers?
She lost twins. Yeah. They were both stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the colostrum from the real birth mother and grabbed, actually, Callie, the one, the goat who lost her twins, was there right with me over my shoulder. While
she hangs around you all the time.
While the other one birthed out 3, and I just grabbed a buckling and I said, "Here, Callie, you want this one?" And she started licking it, and it was like, "Well, this is going to be a piece of cake." And it was. So she took it on as her own, and there you go.
Works like magic sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't like to grab.
The sooner you do it, the better.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you've got somebody who wants a kid.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Instead of somebody who doesn't need anymore.
Yeah. Or, you're not giving me that one. I'm going to butt it away. You know how they knock the other goats' kids away from them.
Yeah.
That are trying to steal.
Well, one thing we've learned when we make pens for kidding is it helps if, even though material-wise, sharing walls in between pens is a beautiful thing. However, in real life, if you're going to do that, you have to hang some sort of screen because one is going to look through at the other and pow, and just...
Well, they just butt the side of the, you know, that's
yep.
That's that horse panel, so it's, what, 2x3s?
2x4.
2x4s? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, but it's pretty tight and heavy duty, so it's not like they're going to go through it or anything. It's
no,
just,
but.
They don't need to be banging their head against it.
And if there's kids on the other side, then they get, you know, jiggled
it might,
around.
Yeah,
but
but reject the, them.
Yeah, so the 3 panels, the 3 pens I made are separated. And we only have 4 dairy goats. And the 2 flappy flappies.
It ought to work out. And yeah. Flappies ought to be later anyway, a little bit.
Yeah, right? The they're Savannah boar twins. White goats with big long white ears. We've just always called them the flappy flappies.
They're real easy going.
Screamers.
Well, they know all the rest of the goats when you're around. That's
they
what
they scream, and it's like, bah! And if the other goats hear them call, they come running because they think they're going to get treats.
Yep, going to get extra extra feeding.
The Flappy Sisters are not subtle.
Well, they've been with both groups, too, so that means, you know, that's why the other ones recognize their voice, I guess.
I don't know, but they just, blah, blah. And then you'll be, like when I went up there tonight, and they're not 5 feet from me, and they're, it's like, oh, man.
You're appreciated.
Right. So we've got our kidding pens ready. And in the kidding pen, we've got some straw. And each one's got a feed pan and a water bucket, all cleaned and hanging up. No water in it, but it's hanging on a hook out in the there. So that's ready to go. But freezing temperatures getting down, kind of thinking that if there is a chance next week that somebody's going to kid, I'm thinking about closing them all in the dairy barn.
That'd be all right for a couple, two, three. It's just going to be for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just going to be their body heat in there. Is that roof insulated?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the roof is insulated.
Not the sidewalls.
But not the sides. But
I mean, if air moves out through the...
Underneath the doors.
And out through the... I think out through the eaves over there, too.
Yeah, we did put a vent.
Well, we put a couple of vents in there, right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But that's not that... But there's air goes under the doors.
So, really, the only thing they need is water. And so, I went up there. The last thing we did today was I took a flat-backed heated bucket that holds
5 gallons.
That holds 5 gallons?
Yeah, those big blue buckets are 5 gallons.
No wonder.
No wonder you were almost splashing it on your leg out there when you were trying to pour it out.
I thought it was like 3.5. But anyway, I got that up in there and plugged in. So, they'll have water if I do lock them in up there.
And the other water unit out there for the bucks and for them is
the
heated.
Trough.
So, that's a 100-gallon trough.
Yeah.
And so, it'll be... Well, I just
fine.
Filled it up. So
yeah. The goldfish appreciate it.
Yeah, they do. They like it. The goldfish. Well, I filled up the one for the calves, and the goldfish were swimming around there. Like.
They're so funny. And let's see. So the heifers have got their hay and their water tank with the heater, and they're set.
And they can get into the...
They've got sheds.
The two sheds
yeah.
there.
And the bucks...
They have a couple of sheds. Well, they've got that one that's falling apart, but then we've got one we put up there that's good, but I don't care if we get in it.
Next Tuesday, when we've got a break before the big vortex comes, I'm thinking we might scrape up some used hay and put it in the small shed for the boys.
The ones they like to get in with the floor in
there.
Yeah,
the one with the floor, and we'll go ahead and make them a nest.
Yeah, that'll give them something to kind of... They're pretty shaggy, so they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But that won't hurt them. That'll be good for them.
Yeah. And then the chickens, they had a big 5-gallon heated bucket, but 10 chickens don't need 5 gallons of heated water. And mice have a tendency of falling in.
Yeah, and they can't get out, you know.
So I took that bucket out and... cleaned it up, and that's what I took up to the dairy barn. But then we had another heated bucket that we got from old Bill that we cleaned up and put it out for the geese, because the geese have to be able to dunk their heads in water so they don't get goopy eye. No goopy eye.
I'm not too sure if the production... on these geese is worth it, but we'll see. I know how you like them.
They're so funny. But the geese, you know, they don't have to have a pond, but they have to have a bucket deep enough that they can dunk their head all the way under.
Well, that bucket, warmed bucket, will be good. What's now, gonna how fast it freezes on them, I don't know.
What's going to piss them off, though, is not being able to climb up in it.
Have you got it blanked off a little bit?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't but know. They'll probably climb
they,
up in
but
it.
But they're not hoppers. They can only get...
They can only reach their head over into the off of the edge of it. Then.
Yeah, but their feet, you know, they can only climb up as high as they can step.
If they had a ladder, they could climb up in there.
Yes. Right? If they had a swim, if they had a pool ladder, they could. But they've got another, I've got one of those shallow rubber feed pans with sacrificial water. Mm. So that's where they go and stomp around. And...
Mm. Stomp around is not the right word, but
yep.
Anyway.
Yeah. So they've got that to keep them occupied in their pan of oats, and they've got their nest of hay. And then for the chickens, since I took away their heated bucket, we made a water pan heater for them. Got one of the, what do you call those lights? The clip-on spotlights, like what you put in a house when you're painting and stuff, you know.
Well, I think they use them a lot to put a heated light in sometime for maybe called a brood lamp or something like that, you know. I'm not too sure.
Well,
but that's,
anyway, but they've got the
got
reflector
a, it's got
pan.
A reflector that's about 8 or 9 inches.
And these actually did have the nice ceramic fixture.
Yeah, that one did, yeah.
And we put, what, a 40-watt bulb? 60? 40?
I think you put a 40 in there. 40 we'll see
in
if
there.
It need, we've got a bunch of old-timey 60s and 40s.
Yep, so turn that upside down, bulb facing up inside a milk crate. And then on top of that, I put a queen excluder off a beehive, which is metal mesh in a frame. And then I set their metal pan on top of that. You just have to be very careful filling that water.
I'm going to let you do that since you're careful.
I am very careful. And then I got some 4x4 blocks.
Did you put around there?
To put around so the chickens could
stand up on
can them. Stand on there and get in their water. Because otherwise that milk crate and the pan was just too tall. Now the chickens will hop up and get where they don't need to be.
They'll get up on the side of it, but I don't know if they will on that one as much.
Yeah.
As long as you keep it pretty full of water, they won't be able to tip it over if they jump up on it.
True.
Those, maybe.
True. So we'll see. So, and I filled up the chickens' water. Are you going to go let Sam in?
Yeah. You just keep talking.
Oh, so filled up the chickens' water and filled up the chickens' food. The geese are taken care of. The cows are taken care of. I just have to take care of us. Well, oh, gosh, it's Sam. Yes, you're a good dog. You are wet. Ew, it's raining. He is wet. So now we just have to take care of us people.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I think I may have to, on the first part of next week when it's a couple of days that are kind of nice, I may get down a couple of bales up there in the, where the bales are in the tractor barn. And so if we do need to break one apart, we can get the hay off of it.
Yeah.
Take it out and put it in some of the feeders. I'm not too sure if my diesel tractor wants, it doesn't like to start when it gets down to that cold. So
well, I told you my plans for making a Mahindra koozie.
Yeah, I know. Be heating Douglas County.
Well,
if
we make a little wrapper for it, just enough to go around the moat, the engine, and down the sides, and then put a heater underneath and let it rip. Watch the meter spin down on the pole.
Yeah, I was trying to say. I'm too sure about putting that heater under there, you know. It is kind of oily and stuff around an engine like that.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good size diesel there, you know. That's why it's hard to start, I guess.
Well, if you put the magnetic block heater.
Nah, that thing's useless. That'd be art, maybe for our little old Geo, maybe if it needed it. Then.
Sam, no, I'm not going. No, go on. Not going to pet. You're wet. Go lay down.
What else have we accomplished?
Well, other than doing that, that's about it. Oh, you've been Mr. Wiring.
Yeah, I've been Mr. Electrician.
So.
I'm still trying to get that circuit wired up for the welders. I've got it around to one, and I'm bringing it around to the other one. That big, heavy 10-gauge wire is just...
How many spots do we have left in the circuit box?
Oh, we've got probably 6 or 8 more. I don't know. We've got that... You know, we've taken that 100-amp circuit that goes down to the guest house, which we're not going to be using much anymore. So we'll have to run something a little smaller than that, but I guess it's still going to take up the same size, whether you run a 50 down there to the workshop or to that, you know.
Yeah.
You can always put a box on the outside of it, you know. It's not like...
What, a box in a box?
Sure. You can put an auxiliary box. I hope we're not going to need that many circuits, you know. I hope this will do it.
Yeah. I don't want to run out of space on the box. And, you know, that's kind of the beauty about being out here. We complain about it a lot, but being able to do this and not have to...
Don't tell them that, now.
Be inspected.
Well, I try to do it by the book, you know.
You do. Mr. Overkill.
Yeah, I do, you know. I'm running this one circuit for this welding circuit out of 10-gauge. It could be 12, but 10-gauge is hard to deal with, but it'll be a lot better to operate with.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I try to do more than, all the wiring in the house is all 12. I don't run 14 or 16 gauge. 14 gauge what they usually run for light circuits, but I just run 12. That way you've always got enough. How many lights you want?
Let's see. Got the farm chores done.
Just got a little bit more to do to finish off that out there.
And then we'll be able to start welding and
plastic. You can do that on one of those days when it's about 9 degrees.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Let's see. I'm going to make zucchini bread, zucchini muffins.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got the zucchini thawed.
Don't want that zucchini going bad now.
That's how I save the zucchini in the summer when it's coming in one after the
other. Football after another one? Well, we try not to even let them get that. You have to go out there every day. Otherwise, there'll be footballs.
Yeah, but go ahead and shred it and freeze it. And then it thaws and you can squeeze the water out and it's ready to go. So I'm in the mood.
That's right. I like muffins. I'm nothing wrong with that. That sounds like
a good
idea.
Well, even if I made it like banana bread, but with zucchini.
That's good, too.
Something I can slice and put in a toaster.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's hard to take those muffins and cut them up and get them in a toaster.
Yeah, it is.
We won't have to microwave one or something to warm it up a little.
No, but we've been pretty lucky with the winter so far.
Well, we have. And, you know, we've only used... Still on the... I guess I've started on the second
cord
of wood.
Mm.
I'm about halfway through it, so got more this year than I've ever had. So, you know, I'm I'm hoping I'm going to have almost two left over. We'll see. Unless it gets real drastic. But I mean, I brought in two loads today, so that'll be enough for tomorrow and probably part of Monday, if not both days.
You know, the power company has been clearing the right-of-way.
Yeah, second time. And boy, these guys are doing a good job.
They are. You know, and you know what? I wondered if I made them some brownies, if they would use their boom saw and cut some of the limbs off of Alfred tree before they left.
I don't know if they'd go down there. I doubt they'd do that.
Well, they're going to be coming up the driveway and out in the field.
Yeah, but not over there, are they?
But we could say, hey, how about driving over here and cut the limbs off this big-ass dead tree that's going to fall and crush us one day?
I don't know if them boys from Arkansas will do that or not.
I'd give them brownies. I would. But we have been prepared for winters worse than this after living up in the mountains for years.
We used to average, we used to average 80 to 90 to 100 inches of snow a year.
Snow blowing up so high down there in that gap, it would be like 10, 12 foot drifts. And we would just, it's like shrug, yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, the old four-wheel Toyota pickup, you could run into one of those drifts and go flying through it until you finally, you'd finally get up on top of the snow.
Yep.
And you just slide, then you'd have to stop. And then we had these, I bought these two big grain scoop shovels. They're big aluminum grain scoops. People know what they are. And we'd go out and you could take that and scoop back up and under the pickup and get it back down on the ground. So you could back off of that spot and dig it out a little bit. Then keep on going. It was just, well, I remember that one time that I was off, that it had snowed so much. It just snowed every day and blew.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Jane was working off the mountain at the time. And so she would drive one of the pickups, four-wheel drive pickups off the mountain, come back up at night, leave it down in the, it was a quarter of a mile down to that gap, and it was a big flood. And you'd have to worry about any snow standing up down there.
No, the wind howled through that gap. There were those pine trees that they had no limbs on the north and west side. It was like they were palm trees. All the limbs
that's
went.
That's the way the trees do up in Erie.
Oh.
And
up the lake effect, yeah, Rochester up in there.
Up in upper state New York where it comes off the lake.
Yeah.
I remember we put in that one sculpture thing up there and it was, it's unbelievable.
Look at them funny trees.
Oh man. And every building had these enclosures on the front of them that you'd walk into to keep the wind off and I guess knock all the snow and stuff off of you. And a lot of the sidewalks already had electric wires, I guess, in the sidewalks to kind of thaw them out and everything. That was up in Buffalo, man.
But yeah, wow. I would snowshoe in the mornings down to the truck and drive down the mountain. And then I'd come home and park the truck and you would load Savannah
into the other truck. In the other truck, I had four
chains.
I had four chains on it. I had all four wheels had chains on it. And I would drive down the mountain and pick up Mary Jane. And we'd go
and
back up the hill.
The badger's like a toddler.
Oh yeah.
She'd be already.
Yeah, you're seeing a little nose. And, you know, she'd just
in her jammers
grinning.
And
yeah. Pack her up, roll her up in a like a big hoodie thing, you know, drive down there. And then I had that old Toyota at the time. And I'd drive the big pickup truck down and leave it down in the
meadow.
And take the four-wheel drive old Toyota and Savannah and I'd go in and I'd drop her off at daycare and then I'd go to school and teach, come back pick her up, come back up, drive the big pickup up the hill. It was like, so we did that for, it was up to, was it almost, it was February, wasn't it? When we decided to, when we, I took that semester off. Mm-hmm. I was working on that sculpture. Mm-hmm. And then we decided it was time to, for you to take off. And we decided to go to Disney. We met some friends of ours from down at the coast. But when we left that morning, it was already halfway decent off the mountain. But, I mean, it had snowed that night. We had about, when we drove down the hill, we went through a drift of snow that came all the way up onto the windshield. And I drove through that.
That was 21 years ago because it was the year 2000.
That's when Savannah was four.
Yep.
But it was, you know, it was just, it was, the snow came up on the truck. And after we got through it, we went out. And then we, I guess we went all the way to the bottom of the, we went all the way to the bottom of the mountain. There was so much snow.
Yeah.
And then we took the chains off.
Yes.
And threw them in the back. We had all the stuff that we were taking with us.
Yeah.
And headed out.
By the time,
by the time we got down to Hickory, it was throwing any snow down there. That's where you've been working, you know. It was nice.
We got down to Lenore and Hickory, and it was like a totally different world.
And we got down to Disney, and it was like 65 or 70 degrees for the... That's when you'd rented that house, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then your mother came and visited, didn't
she? Yep.
And your sister.
Yeah.
And
our friends from the river.
Yeah. We stayed there for like a week almost. Mm-hmm. Then we went down to visit your dad.
Yep.
And while we were down there, they said, well, just leave your stuff in the house. We're going to have
the carpet
cleaner crews coming in before we have all the, this is a rental place that they rented constantly.
Yep.
Which was really nice. It was, they had the hot tub out there and the big pool, warm pool and everything. And they were still building on this thing. So, I mean, not where we were staying, but some of the units around there. So we stayed there, went down there, came back up, stayed another few days. Because that's when I guess your sister came in, the second batch came in. Mm-hmm. So we'd cook meals and stuff there and go. It was nice. That was a good trip. I was so glad to get out of the snow for almost 2 weeks.
That's the trip when we came back and the cats had killed the ruffed grouse.
Yeah.
And had drug it in through the cat door into the studio.
Down the lower.
Feathers everywhere.
We had 2 units of cat food. The self-feeders.
Yep.
We had that down there.
Yep.
But they had caught this rough grouse, brought it in, and totally stripped it out down there. That was in a lower section down at the, right off of the basement.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was, it's hard to believe it's that long ago.
Yes. Well. Why don't you read us our Bob Ross inspiration?
All right. Are we getting close?
It's time.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I got stuff I need to do. If you want zucchini bread, I need to go get in the
kitchen. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to. All right. Here's our Bob Ross inspirational for the week.
Dum.
Friends are the most important commodity in the world. Even a tree needs a friend.
Well, there you go.
You can't beat that.
No.
I mean, I can read another one if you want a double one. If we all painted the same way, what a boring world it would be. I'm not too sure, Bob. He doesn't want anybody else painting like... Well, he does. He does want everybody painting like him.
No, but,
well,
no,
he shows people how to paint.
He just wants to free you up.
Yeah, I guess.
All righty. Well, listen. You all take care.
It's been nice. Another week with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.